Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Crazy Faith, Already in Progress.
In the course of the night, when we first got ready to start, the place filled up completely except the front row. The front row, just like this one is right here where Cheryl's sitting, only there wasn't nobody sitting on it. It was completely empty. And all of a sudden, this family from Minneapolis comes in. We'd already started, and they come in, and there's no place for them to sit. So they bring them, they said, oh, we don't want to mess up everything. We don't want to come down here to the front. And they said, that's okay. It's the only seats left. Come on down. So they brought her in and filled up the whole row. I started over here walking down this, and I said, anybody in this bunch just come in sick? This boy said, sitting right here. He said, I am. He said, we drove from Minneapolis to get healed. I said, what's wrong with you? He said, the problem with my right leg. And he said, they said they'd go in and do surgery on it, but they guaranteed me it would cut the ligaments to my foot so my foot don't work no more, so I won't be able to walk. And they may have to cut my leg off. I said, well, you're at the right place at the right time. God put you on the front row right here in a healing school. He said, we drove from Minneapolis down here to get healed. So I started going over things, simple things. You know, like for instance, Jesus clearly said in Matthew 18:19, let's put that on the board. Let's just start a few of these things. Let's look at this. Matthew 18:19. Okay, now you would think anybody that's a Christian would get that just like that. Wouldn't you think? I mean, what did he say? Miss Jackie, what did he say? One more time.
Again, I say unto you, if two of you agree on earth and ask the Father anything in his name, he will do it.
Amen. And that's God speaking, right?
Yes, sir.
So you would think anybody, when we repeat that second time, you'd think anybody get it, right?
We get it, don't we?
Amen.
We get it. So I'm up in front of this young man. I said, now how about that scripture, son? Do you believe that? Well, yes, I believe that. I said, and are you healed? I'm not sure. I said, you ain't got it. You didn't get it. See, who is it that blinds our mind to the truth? The devil. Yeah, he's still in the business. I mean, he's there. So you think, well, let's go down through some more things. So we started going down through other promises. Like, for instance, I told him, I said, let's take this awesome, wonderful promise of John 14:12. John 14:12. Let's look at John 14:12. I just, you know, this is where we are, all of us today, right here in this room. We think we believe, but we really don't believe. What does John 14:12 say? What does it say? What?
Verily, verily.
Or truly, truly, same thing, right?
Yep.
And the master can't lie, can he?
No,
can't?
No.
So he says, truly, truly, or verily, verily, what?
He that believeth.
Uh-oh, we got a problem right there.
I'm him, yeah. The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these.
Shall he do in my name? Why is there no power in the church today with these promises like this? What is the problem? And see, and I quote this verse, and I say, son, look at that verse. Read it to me. And he'd read it. And I say, okay, now what does it say? And he said, well, you know, try to tell me exactly what it said, you know. And I said, do you believe it? Yes, I believe it. I said, then I'm saying you're healed. You're in agreement with me? Well, I don't know. I said, you ain't got it yet. You don't have it yet. You don't have it yet. Is that what's wrong with us? We have, see, the master said in his word that when we ask for something or pray for something, we got to believe with no doubt in our heart, none whatsoever. So if there's a little bit of doubt there, is it going to work?
No,
it ain't going to work. So we keep going over and over and over all these wonderful promises. And I went over, no telling how many promises, how many places I went, and I just put things that just unbelievable, the things the Holy Spirit was bringing out of me and putting up here for this boy to see. And then finally, I told him, I said, you know, that scripture that Dave used there a while ago, Mark 16:18. You know, what does Mark 16:18 say? One more time. Mark 16:18, the last line. What does the last line say?
Lay hands on the sick, and they shall
if I'm in Walmart and I see this lovely lady walking by and she's got a little, you know, thing all wrapped up on her wrist or something. Now, if I walk over and say, ma'am, I'm a Christian, I'd like to pray for you, and Jesus is, you know, she'd say, get away from me, get away from me. But that's the way people do you, Miss Jackie. You know, don't, I mean, it happens. If you don't believe that, this, you know, you can go to a Church of Christ, a Methodist church, a Baptist church, even some Pentecostal churches, and tell somebody, say, all you need to do is repent of your sin, and I'll pray for you and guarantee God will heal you. They say, you lost your mind. I've been to the best doctor in town, and I ain't healed yet. But you ain't been to the best doctor in town yet. You didn't go to Jesus yet. You went to them other doctors. Is that right? So anyway, that scripture that says, and lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Is that what that says? So I walk up to this lovely lady, you know, that's got her hand all wrapped up there in Walmart. She don't really know nothing about it. She's a Christian. I may ask her. I say, ma'am, are you a Christian? She said, yes, I am. I said, well, you know, may the Lord bless you. Now, she's not going to retaliate against that, is she?
No.
If she's a Christian at all. Even if she's not a Christian, she probably, if I say, may the Lord bless you. See, in my heart, I know I just laid hands on her according to God's word. So it's amazing. You start to walk out of Walmart. Maybe an hour later, you've done all your shopping. You go to walk and you check out and you walk in the same lane. And there's the same lady again. And she says, you know, I don't know what it was a while ago, but after you prayed for me, my pain all went away. I feel so good. Say, well, thank you, ma'am. I'm glad you feel good. You don't have to tell her nothing. Isn't that wonderful? When I finally got to that one, and I told that young man, I said, son, I want you to read that again. Read it again. Read it again. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick. Mark 16, 18. What does it say? One more time. Mark 16, 18. Yeah, here we got greater works than these that you should do. But, I mean, Mark 16, 18. And you shall lay hands on the sick? What did he say?
They shall take up.
Mary, you look like a fairly intelligent young lady. Can you read that last line and tell me what it says? Yeah. What does that say?
Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
That's right.
Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. How long has that been in the Bible?
Well, a long time.
At least 2,000 years. Been there longer than me and you've lived, that's for sure, right?
Yes.
How come I was in a Baptist church all those years and never saw anybody use that verse? How many times have I been to a Pentecostal churches and even they don't believe that? Or the Pentecostal church, they'll usually pray with you. But they'll say, now then, Lord, we prayed for Brother Thurman or whatever. He's got this problem, so we're going to use Mark 16, 8. And they may not even do that. They may not even call him in remembrance of the scripture, but he wants us to do that because he watches over his word to perform his word.
Amen.
And so they pray for you, and then they say, now go to the doctor, Thurman. I've had people tell me that in church. Now, I prayed for you, but go to a doctor, Thurman. I said, but I thought we just prayed. Well, we did, but you know, Jesus uses doctors. Well, it's a good thing he does. Y'all see where I'm coming from? So I kept going over and over and over that, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I said, son, what does that say? He said, it says, lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. I said, okay, do you believe it? Well, kinda. I said, you ain't got it yet. You haven't got it. And so I kept going over and over and over. How does faith come?
By hearing
what?
The word.
So I kept telling him, son, read that for me. Read Mark 16, 18. Read that out loud to me one more time. And I'd go over on something else. And then I'd go over and I'd say, let's go back to John 14, 13 and 14. Let's go back to John 14, 13 and 14. Let's see what John 14, 13 and 14 says. So we'd go to John 14, 13 and 14. And let's get to Mark, John 14, 13 and 14. What does John 14, 13 and 14 say? Are we there yet? So what does it say? What? I can ask anything in his name. That can't be right, Kim.
What is that?
He can't lie.
Tony, surely it can't be that simple, huh? It is. You even believe that yourself, don't you? See, you're just like me. See, you finally got enough word in you, you believe it. Isn't it wonderful to get enough word in you, you finally believe God means what he says?
Amen.
So anyway, we go over and as we read these kind of scriptures, and I said, son, just look at what God said. Look at the promises he's made you. And we went over that and over that and over that and over that. And I had him read it over and over and over. And how does faith come?
By hearing
and hearing the word of God. So I finally come back over here and I said, okay, son, one more time. I want you to turn to Mark 16, 18, the last line. And I want you to read that to me. Read it to me. Read it to me. And they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'd reach over and say, I said, did I just do what it said? Yeah. I said, are you healed? Well, I hope so. I said, no, read it again. Read it again. Read it again. And he'd read it again and read it again and read it again. Every time he'd read it, I'd reach over and touch him. I said, I just laid hands on you. What did it say? Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I said, what did that say? You maybe you will. He said, no, it says you shall. I said, read it again. Finally, I said, I don't know how many times we did this. I finally said, read it one more time. He did, and I laid hands on him. I said, what did it say? He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. I said, you just read it. I laid hands on you. Are you healed? He said, I finally got it. I see it. He said, I'm healed. How many times do you have to do it? You think the devil's not there working?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the Lord just revealed something to me standing right there. I hadn't even thought about this. He just revealed to me. If you'd have kicked the devil out of him a whole lot sooner, that boy would have got healed a whole lot quicker.
Okay.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So whenever I'm praying for somebody like Dave prayed a while ago, Lord, make sure the devil's not here.
That's
kick him out.
That's right.
So that we're not going to be hindered at the hearing of your word. But see, I didn't do that myself. See, the beast was even blinding my mind. Even though we finally got through to him and got him healed. If I'd only thought when I walked up there and said, you devil of hell, you come out of him, you get out of here, you leave this place and go somewhere else, go to the abyss, but get out of this church in the name of Jesus and don't you blind anybody's mind in this building.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Crazy Faith, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.